Start your day the Tourway Northwest London, Tuesday, 17th of Teves, 10th of January. Rav Emmanuel Danan Shlita, Hilchus Tzedakah.
Part 1.
This week's Tourway is sponsored by Family Blachman. Benishmas Rav Moshe Dovid Rav Avraham Chanuch Waldman Zuchron Lebrocha Ziyatzad on the 21st of Teves. And also sponsored by Family Aviyu Dakin. Leina Nishma, so Isha Hashuba, Tobi Bas Chaim Hillel Manus, Olea Sholem, Mr. Tobi Yadakin, Olea Sholem, Manchester, whose first yard site was on Yud Ches Tavis.
Good morning, where are the boys' side?
Morning.
I would like to share with you some insights into Hilchus. Into Hilchus Tzedakah, and the way I propose to do it is that I always like to go back to the sources, back to the basics, go through the parashas of the Torah. It seems to me that there's 6 places it speaks about Tzedakah, and then Be'ezus Hashem in the next session we'll be able to give some practical applications. But even as we're going through the psukim, you'll be seeing that we're able to come out with a few chidushim. I just want to start off Hilchus Tzedakah with the tool brings from the Rambam a few things about the milas of Tzedakah. But one of the statements said is the following. B'chol azayir ba, anybody who's careful with the mitzvah of tzedakah, me'ida alav ki hu zera berach Hashem. The fact that he's giving tzedakah is a testimony upon himself that he is a descendant of the Blessed One of Hashem, which is Avraham. D'chsiv leman asher yetzave es bonov ve'es beisoy achrov v'shomru derech Hashem lasoy tzedakah u'mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just before he's about to destroy Sodom, he's saying, can I keep, ha'mechasa ani me'avram, could I keep away the following information, since I am so close to him, leman yedativ, yeah, therefore somebody who's you feel very close to, you share with important information. And one of the descriptions of Avram to show how he is dedicated to being close to Hashem is the fact that he commands his children lasos tzedakah u'mishpat, to perform tzedakah. That means to give even something which I don't owe him, to do tzedakah and to do mishpat and to carry out justice. So therefore, somebody who gives tzedakah or is careful, not somebody who gives tzedakah, somebody who's careful about the mitzvah of tzedakah, shows that he's from the descendants of Avraham. Then he continues, and this is an amazing line. Ve'ein kisei Yisrael miskoinen. The throne of Israel cannot be established. V'das ha'emes oimedes. And the religion, the law of truth, does not have a standing, does not have an everlasting standing. Ela b'tzedakah. But only through the tzedakah shenema b'tzedakah tikoineni. With tzedakah, you will be established. You will be firmly in place. And I wasn't. It just sounded cryptic to me. What is exactly he was saying? The religion, the das ha'emes, the religion of truth, is not established until you see people giving tzedakah. And to me, it was what the Rambam is saying here is that they ask the first dibur. Believing in Hashem. And the last dibur is Lo Yisachmeid. Both in Aseres HaDibros. Lo Yisachmeid is so, so crucial, you have to put it in Aseres HaDibros. Yeah. Because the Lo Yisachmeid is the litmus test for Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. If you're jealous of your friend's jag, and your friend's wife, and your friend's, everything your friend has, then you need to revisit Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Do you really believe he is Hashem, your personal God? Yeah, if you're struggling with that, you can't come to terms with that, and you become enveloped by envy, you've got to go back to basics. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Same here, the Rambam says, somebody who cannot give away of his money, yeah, then Yiddishkeit for him is religion, is theory. It's still on the level of theory. He hasn't made it. He hasn't ingrained it. It's not an established religion. It's a philosophical religion, but it's not a mindset. It's when what you've learned has the ability of you now giving away your hard-earned money, that's a test that not only you have the right da'ah in your head, but it's ingrained into your heart, and it's lemaiseh. It's that means when a person's actions, midos, as we know, midos, Rambam speaks about midos in Hilchos Deis. If I have deis, I have an understanding, and it doesn't affect my action, doesn't make me a better person, then that's a chisoron on how much I know, how much that information is just theory, but it's not in practice. This is what the Rambam said, the litmus test, yeah, of das ha'emes is, can I give away of my money? And tzedakah, notice that tzedakah is loshen tzedek. Tzedek is justice. Yeah, tzedek tildoth. On the other hand, it seems to be that tzedakah is the opposite of tzedek. Tzedakah is to give of my own, not what I owe you, because that's prias choyv. That's if I owe you money because I damaged you, because I borrowed money from you, because I bought something from you, that's not tzedakah. That's mishpat. Tzedakah is to give of myself and to recognize that although it's mine and I've worked hard for it, but really it's a pikodin in the hands of Hashem, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has trusted me with. He's given me everything to look after, and he's trusted me to look after the people that he wants me to look after. So really, on a deep level, tzedakah itself is tzedek. Is tzedek, because am I showing that I really believe my parnasa and my earnings are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or do I say, well, I worked it, it's mine, and therefore it's extremely difficult to part with. So we're going to go through the parashas. We're going to go through the different parashas, which deal with tzedakah. The first one is in Shemois, in Parashas Mishpatim. And it says, Im kesef tal ve'esami, when you lend money to my people, esa oni imoch, then to the oni who's with you, loy siya loy kenoyshe, loy si simon alav neshech. So this is the pasuk. When you lend money, then it should be to my people and to my oni. Yeah, the loy siya loy kenoyshe. What does that mean, loy siya loy kenoyshe? You're not allowed to act with him as a normal Baal Chayv would behave. That means, lulei the Torah, yeah, you are not allowed to press him like a normal Baal Chayv. And you should also not charge him ribis interest. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, im kesef tal ve'esami. So seemingly the apostle is saying, if you lend my people money, then make sure not those two isurim loisi elokenosha and loisi simon elokenosha. Says Rashi, Rabbi Shmuel Laimeh, kol im ve'im shebatayra rishus. Every im which it says is rishus, apart from three places. Anybody know three places where it says im? It's not rishus, you have to do it. One of them is, of course, hey. Right, if an oni comes to you and says, can you lend me money and you can afford it? It's not just a good thing to do, it's not an example of gemilus chasodim, that you have a choice to go, biku choylim or vechadayim, achnosas orichim. No, you mechuyev to do it. You mechuyev to give an oni, a loan, if you can afford it, right? And what are the three places that im is a chiyuv? Mizbeach avonim ta'aseli. It says im, if you shall build a mizbeach. It's not a choice, it means when. When you build a mizbeach for me, loy sonif alem cherev. You're not allowed to hew out the stones using metal. Ve'im takriv minchas bikurim lashem. That's the minchas ha'oimer. Doesn't mean if you bring up the minchas ha'oimer. As we know, the minchas ha'oimer is a chiyuv. So these are the three places where it uses the expression im, but it means when.
No. So you're obliged to listen.
But it still means it. If you will listen to me, then I will be nosatim et ha'asechem. So it's still if. Because the subject of the pasuk there is not you have to listen to me. I'm telling you, if you listen to me, then I'll give you a schar. And then it's matin to you. Here we're saying. So it means when. So really, there's three instructions in this pasuk. What are the three instructions? Im kesef talves ami, you must lend money. Yeah. Number, and when you do, loisi aleken oisheh, which we'll get to in 1 second, and loisi simulam alav meshach, and you shall not charge interest. Right. What does that mean, es ami? Rashi, my people, ami vegoi, ami koidim. If you've got a mitzvah, if you've got a non-Jew asking you for a loan, and a Jew, then you have to lend lend my people first. Now, what's the havamina that I can give to the guy before I give to my people? And the answer is, Tosafot says, because you're allowed, and according to Rambam, it's a mitzvah to charge ribis from a non-Jew. So therefore, he said, listen, if I lend to the non-Jew my £1,000, I can end up with £2,000. Right, Mashiach, and here, I'm going to end up with exactly the same amount that I lent. That's the tells me, yes, ami. The mitzvah, nechiyuv, comes from my people. Then it says, esa oni, oni ve'oshir, oni koidem. Yeah? Yeah? Oni ve'oshir, oni koidem, because that's why it says, oni imoch. Then it says, imoch, that's right, ani e'ircha v'ani e'irachet. Imoch means the oni, which is with you, you've got a chiyuv to look after him first. Ani e'ircha, sorry? Aniye ircha koidim. Right. Now, Rabbi Yitzhak, is there a mitzvah, if we learn there's a chiyuv here, is there a mitzvah to lend to an oshir, or somebody who's not poor? Somebody who's not poor, but he's in need of money. So the
definition of poor.
What's the definition of poor? Okay, good. The definition of poor is somebody who cannot make ends meet to live a basic life the way society is accustomed to. So the Chafetz Chaim in his Sefer.
Sorry. So which honor do you have to give
up Purim?
Even if he's not poor. Even if he's not poor.
No, then he's not nani. Well, if you know that he's not, well, and he's collecting for himself.
He puts out his head, he's going
to
give him money.
But he's not collecting for himself. You don't have to be choshe. Yeah. So the Rambam says the mitzvah of the chiyuv of lending money is only for an oni. Is only for an oni. The Rambam and the Chinuch both write that. The Chofetz Chaim has a problem with that. Why? Because it says oni ve'oshir, oni koidem, which is mashma, that there is a mitzvah of lending the oshir. It's just prioritized the oni. So yeah, it's the Chafetz Chaim says there's a chiyuv to lend other people as well, because they're in the matzav doche. But the pashas of the Rambam and the Chinuch and other Rishonim is that the mitzvah is only by an oni, right? And the chayra to the answer the Chafetz Chaim. So what does it mean? Es oni ve'oshir oshir koidem. Yeah. Well, you can answer. Sorry, only koidim, thank you. You can answer that with another question. A question you answer. And that is, what's the havamina? If I've got a chiyuv to lend to an oni, then what's the havamina that I can lend a non-Jew? Why do I need a posuk to tell me that you've got to prioritize ami over a non-Jew? Well, of course, there's no mitzvah to lend to a non-Jew. So you might say there is. According to the Rambam, how is that mitzvah to lend to non-Jew? Darkei Sholem. Okay, but then, definitely your people, which is not just mitzvah Darkei Sholem. That's mamash tzedakah. But there is a way. According to the Rambam, as we mentioned before, if you lend in beribis, you make a mitzvah. If you lend, Rambam disagrees strongly. He says no. The Torah says you're lanochli toshich, you're allowed to take ribis. But according to Rambam, it's a mitzvah to take. So it could be. That's one answer. But Rabbi Sai, somebody who who's got money available and he wants to spend the money on some other mitzvah. He wants to spend some other mitzvah on some other mitzvah to go. Then we don't tell him that he has to keep the money in order that he should be able to lend the oni. Right? Let's say he wants to spend his money going to a hospital and be mevakeh cholim. We don't say you're sorry, you can't spend the money, because then when an oni comes to you, you won't be able to lend him. So it could be here as well, even though, of course, even if we hold that there's no mitzvah min haTorah, this mitzvah in kesef to lend the oshim, nevertheless, everybody agrees it's gmilus chasodim. There's no shaila about that. To lend somebody money who needs money is definitely gmilus chasodim. So a person could say, oh, I have the right to spend the money on gmilus chasodim, even though I won't be able to. So perhaps that's the havamina. Okay, what does it mean, lo siyeh lo kenoyseh? Two meanings. It means, if you know, lo siyeh, don't act as a baal chayv when it's not the right time to act as a baal chayv. So what does that mean, Rabbi Yisai? Means, if you know the time of payment has arrived, and you know that he hasn't got the money, you're not allowed to be toveahim. You know that, yeah? So lo siyeh lo kenoyseh means the Torah says, when a Jew lends, yeah, he doesn't lend like you would expect a baal chayv. A baal chayv has a right to exercise his authority and has a right to put the guy under pressure, even if he doesn't have the means to pay. Because if I don't put the pressure on him, he'll never feel that pressure to pay up. Comes along the Torah, no. This is a Torah dikin lending. Therefore, when you know that the guy doesn't have money, you're not allowed to press him for the money. Right? You're not allowed, you know, how do you do it? So how do you get your money? You have to do it via basin. There's a whole Siman Tzad design. It's very complicated how you can't get the money from him. You have to do it via basin. And they have to stand, then there's a taking of the mashkin. But that's the Pashos Lo Siyeh Lo Kenoyseh. There's another issue which is mevorah in the Mishnah in Bom Metzia, of another manifestation of Lo Siyeh Lo Kenoyseh. And what is that? Charging ribis is also Lo Siyeh Lo Kenoyseh. Again, a normal loan without the Torah, normal loan, of course you charge. Just like you charge items for people to borrow, then you definitely charge for lending your money. Lo Siyeh Lo Kenoyseh. Don't act like a normal noyseh and therefore charge a person. Listen, you've got to pay me now for the money which I lent you. That's the issue of Lo Siyeh Kenoyseh. Then Chazal extend it and they say, even if you know, Rabbi Yisai, this issue, going back to issue number one, not to ask for your choiv when you know that he doesn't have the money, it's only if you know 100% he hasn't got the money. So not only 50%, 50-50, it could be a sofik, I don't know, it could be. Yeah, your mama shouldn't stop it. Whether he's got the money, you're allowed to ask for your money. But even if it's more likely that he hasn't got the money, as long as there's a reasonable possibility that he has got the money, you're allowed to charge him.
Charge him?
You're allowed to ask him for the money. You're allowed to ask for your money. Sorry. You're allowed to ask, do you have the money back which you're owed, if the time has come? The only issue is when you know 100%, yeah, or close to 100% he hasn't got the money. It's very, very unlikely he's got the money. Okay, it's very, because people get very afraid. Well, I can't claim the money. It's only if you know 100%. Right, then there's an issue of, you're not allowed, if you meet him on the street, and you go, you know you're not allowed to say anything, so you cross over the road, so he should meet you and feel bad, yeah? You also, if you know that he hasn't got the money, then a person is owed by another person a money, but you're there she'ain loy she also over lefonov. You're not even allowed to pass him, to cross over the road. I'm not going to say anything. Talmud lema lo siyeh lo kenoyseh. Yeah? The Rambam, the Mefarshim say on the Rambam, the Menoseh Kelim, that this is an issue drabonon, where you didn't actually say anything. Now, do I have to avoid him? He's sitting at the back over there, and I'm just going out of the house, out of the shul. But do I have to wait till he leaves the shul and then I leave? I think the ikar. Sorry? Do I have to avoid him? Yeah? I think the issur is only if I'm doing it for that purpose. And if I passed him by b'shoigi, I didn't even know it was him. You're not even on the aveir of b'shoigi. The issur is the kavono. The issur is when my intent is there. So the rabbi said he owes me a lot of money, hasn't paid up. Can I go to his simcha to wish him mazel tov?
Why not?
Nur Abdudi, what do you say?
You're sponsoring it.
You think you can? I think so. So this extension is the kavon in mind. Okay. So this is the first mitzvah of lending money. The Rambam says this has got a bigger mila in a way of regular tzedakah, because number one, and therefore also a bigger wrongdoing if you don't do it when you can. Number one, Rabbi Isai, because you're not losing your money, you're going to get your money back. So of course it's easy, in a way it's easier than giving tzedakah. And number two, the whole giving is a much better giving, because the person who already has the house for tzedakah, for matana, he's already reached quite a stage where he doesn't feel good about himself. He's already reached that stage where he feels inferior. Masha Enkin, if a person asks for a loan and it stops and you stop him from reaching that matzav of dachkus, right? Then that's a much, much greater achievement that you've done. And therefore, when you don't do it, when you had that opportunity, it's a greater avlo that you didn't. Okay, that's the pasuk in Mishpati. The pasuk, we're going now to Vayikra. Vayikra chafei in Parshas Behav. Chiyamuch achicha umata yoda imach. Yomuch achicha is your friend. He hasn't come crashed down. He's on his way down. He's on his way down to poverty, but he hasn't come. He hasn't completely fallen. Then vechazak daboy. You have a mitzvah to support him, to be able to hold him there, so he doesn't come crashing. That's what the lashon mach means. Mach means he's on his way down. The pasuk says, "Ba'atzaltaim yimach hamekare." Yeah, laziness causes the beam of the house to bend down. That means when the beam of the house starts sagging, then lazy people won't look after it. Why? Because it's not going to fall imminently, right? It's on its way. It's on its way to fall, right? It's on its way falling. It hasn't fallen. The beam is on its way down, right? And what you need to do is to support it in its place, to stop it continuing down. That's the lashon of mach. So that's how Rashi learns. Don't allow him to continue on his descent, but rather hold him before he gets to that stage. Now here the Torah says, "Ger v'soishav v'chayimach." You have this mitzvah with your brother, your Jewish brother, and a ger tzedek, and v'soishav. Ger tzoishav is somebody who lives in Eretz Yisrael and keeps and who's mekabeling himself to keep Zayin mitzvah b'nei Noach. The mitzvah of a chazak toboy, that means stopping a person from becoming destitute, applies to Ger Toshav as well, even though the mitzvah of tzedakah does not. Right. So that he can live with you. Okay, then we've got another pasuk. The next pasuk says also v'chai imach, which the Rambam learned. This is a type of another one of the instances in the Torah where the Torah repeats a chiyuv quite a number of times, and the chai achicha imach is the mitzvah of tzedakah. Then we go to Dvarim. Dvarim perek yudalit. Aser to aser is called Dvar Zarecha. Hayotze asod eshone shone. You shall take Maiser Sheni. This is talking about Maiser Sheni, that you have to take up to Yerushalayim on years 1, 2, 4, and 5. Right? What's this got to do with tzedakah? Rabbi Isai? Chazal darshin aser to aser. It says a double lotion. Aser bishvishet is asher. Right? Aser bishvishet is asher. Where do you see tzedakah? That means when you give maaser, you will become rich or you won't lose out from it. And Chazal learned from Gemara in Tanis, you're allowed to test Hashem in this. Normally, you're not allowed to test Hashem on any mitzvah. If I do this, you look after somebody who's a chayle, and you're not allowed to make conditions with Hashem. But with giving tzedakah, a person, the Ramah, the Chafetz Chaim, it's big machlekes if you can. Some achronim hold you can't test Hashem with tzedakah, but the Ramah, the Chafetz Chaim, and there's many rayas that you are allowed to test Hashem with a mitzvah, with maaseh, not with tzedakah. Only if you give maaseh, you give the correct amount, right? Then you can test Hashem, and you are promised that you're not going to lose out from that. Where do you see, if this pasuk is talking about maaseh sheni, about your projects, where do you see in this pasuk it's talking about tzedakah? The answer is, the Tosfos brings there from the Sifri, aser te aser, es kol. Es kol, what's all your tvua? Rabbi said, what's all? Means even from your earnings. Even if it's not from the produce of the ground, you mechuyev to give maaseh. Pashus is, this is a drasha gemara, this is a source for those who hold maaseh ksofim is a chiyuv min haTorah. There's three opinions. One is it's chiyuv min haTorah. Pashus, the Tosfos is there. This based on this gemara, this is free. Es kol, it's a drasha gemara, we learn from God. Others say it's a chiyuv min drabonon, and the Bach famously holds it's a minag toiv. Those are three opinions. Yeah. Okay. Then we got the next parasha. Miketz sheva shonim ta'aseh shmita. At the end of 7 years, you shall do shmita. V'zeh dvar shmita. Shomoit kol val ma sheyodo yasheh yasheh bereyu. You will need to cancel every debt which you are owed. Lo yigois es reyu v'esochiv kikora shmita el Hashem. You're not allowed to make a claim. To ask for your loan from your brother because the shmita has transpired. Es anochri tigois v'ashel yeh lecha es achicha tashmet yodecha. Efes ki lo yeh becha evyon. Here you see that this is to do with mitzvah of tzedakah. You pass. What's the cancellation of debts? Yeah, got to do with aniyim. It applies, as we know, all debts are cancelled, even to an oshir. But the main beneficiary of this is the Oni. Right? It's the Oni who's going to be coming, yeah? Who's going to be coming and is going maybe to be at risk of not being able to pay you back before the Shemitah. Yeah.
What's the difference between an Oni and an Evyon?
Sorry? Right. What's the difference, Rabbi Yisrael, between an Oni and Evyon? Evyon is, Rashi says, is Loshen Taiva. Ta'ev lechal dovar. He's more destitute than an Oni. He's so desperate that he has everything. He desires for everything. Even an omelette for him is a matter of desire. So the pasuk says, if you keep this mitzvah, because you looked after the evyon, you will not have an evyon. Right. Then the next. Then we have the parasha of tzedakah, and we'll finish with this. Number 5. Ki yebecha evyon me'achad achecha. Yeah, if thou shall be with you an evyon from one of your brothers, be'achad she'arecha. So what do we learn from me'echad achecha, Rabbi Yisai? Achecha? Achicha, your relatives come number one.
Jew.
Yeah? Sorry?
Achecha means he's Jew.
Yeah, but here with Darshan, achecha means your koreviv. Yeah? Because already, where do we learn from the part? How do we know it means Jewish already? Yeah, so we know it's talking about Yidden. So achecha means your craving. Your craving come before aniye ircha. Your craving, even if they're in another city, they come before it in the ircha. Yeah. Then you got beachad shearecha. That's aniye ircha, and then beartzecha aniye eretz Yisrael. Right. You can see how the order is. Hashem shekacha loy se'ametz levavcha veloy se'kvetz yodcha. You shall not hold back from giving tzedakah, when he's in front of you. And that isur, Rabbi Yisai, according to most poskim, is when he's knocking on your door, not when he calls you on the phone. According to most poskim, it's when he's gone through that degradation of knocking on your door and he's in front of you and he's asking you. Then there's the isur of loisik b'etz yodecha. And what kipasach tiptach es yod chalai. you shall open your hand generously. Means if he doesn't want a loan, but you know, he doesn't want tzedakah, but you know he needs it, then you've got a chiyuv to lend him the money if he's willing to accept the money. So don't say, well, he doesn't want to accept tzedakah. I know he's desperate, but he doesn't want to accept tzedakah. No, v'have tavitenu. So you change the tzedakah into a loan and give it to him. Dei machsor asher yachsaloi, that you have to give him with that which is missing. Shkoyach. Thank you, Rabbi.
I don't know if I'll be able to manage to get it all to Rabbi Yadi.